Indians love to play Spot the Indian Connection game. Everything is fair game for that. Miss America pageants, spelling bees, and politicians. The 2024 U.S. presidential election is an Indian fantasy come alive. No matter what happens, say excited Indians on WhatsApp groups, the next White House will have an Indian connect. The Republican vice presidential nominee J.D. Vance is married to an Indian American, Usha.
Although he's a meat and potatoes kind of guy, he adapted to my vegetarian diet and learned to cook food from my mother, Indian food.
And of course, the Democratic nominee is Kamala Harris, whose mother was an Indian immigrant.
When my sister Maya and I were growing up, our mother would take us from the Bay Area to India pretty much every other year.
As a viral meme goes, in Hindi, Kamala means lotus. In America, it means POTUS. This is Sandeep Roy in Kolkata. It's not just about Indians anymore. Harris's mother is from Chennai, formerly Madras, in the southern Indian state of Tamil Nadu. Usha Chilukuri Vance's parents are from the neighboring state of Andhra Pradesh. So as far as many Indians are concerned, this is a Tamil Nadu versus Andhra Pradesh fight just taking place in faraway America. India Today reports it boils down to the village level. Usha's parents, the Chilukuris, come from Valluru village in Andhra Pradesh. A priest there is offering prayers for her victory in a small temple in a property once owned by her family, says India Today.
Every day in a simple temple in India's Valluru village, Hindu priest Subramanya Sharma prays to God for J.D. Vance to become Vice President of the United States. The priest seeks blessings for the Republican politician and his wife Usha.
Usha Vance has never visited the village, but roots die hard. Meanwhile, some 370 miles away in Indirapuram, they're praying for local granddaughter, Kamala Harris.
According to the Hindu priests in this village, a huge picture of the smiling Democrat stands at the village entrance near its main temple, a sprawling structure with a towering decorated gate. Community prayers began the day after President Joe Biden withdrew from the race, paving the way for Harris to ascend to the top of the ticket, and are expected to continue daily until voting day.
Thanks to these candidates, the Indian immigrant story is actually moving beyond the usual tropes of what it means to be South Asian or Desi in America. Curry, spelling bees, Bhangra dance. Suddenly we are seeing memes and TikTok videos about coconut trees. That comes from a comment Harris made about something her mother would say.
I don't know what's wrong with you young people. You think you just fell out of a coconut tree?
Lots of Americans reacted with bemusement, but I immediately understood what she was getting at. She was saying context matters. We are all shaped by parents, grandparents, teachers, and didn't fall fully formed from a coconut tree. Also, Usha Vance has not disavowed her Hindu faith in order to be more acceptable to some of her husband's followers. That's led to some in the extreme right trolling her and forcing J.D. Vance to come to her defense.
Obviously, she's not a white person, and we've been attacked by some white supremacists over that. But I love Usha. She's such a good mom.
In a way, though, both are really a testimony to the allure of America. It led an Indian biologist and a Jamaican economist to find each other and fall in love. Hence, Kamala. And also made the J.D. Vance and Usha love story possible, as Usha herself said at the Republican convention.
That J.D. and I could meet at all, let alone fall in love and marry, is a testament to this great country.
Though many wonder if America is really ready to elect a part black, part South Asian woman as president, no matter what the polls say, both bear witness to a changed America. Even Indian Prime Minister Narendra Modi made a joke about that when he addressed the U.S. Congress. He said, these days, there's a samosa caucus in the chambers of Congress itself.
I'm told that the samosa caucus is now the flavor of the house.
And pointed to Vice President Harris sitting behind him.
There are millions here who have roots in India. Some of them sit proudly in this chamber. And there is one behind me.
Samosa or dosa or coconuts, despite all the racial dog whistling that's part of the election campaign, the candidates on both sides show the power of the melting pot in America. And I don't think you can unmelt that melting pot. This is not a changing America. They bear witness to a changed America. There's a reason why Usha Vance and Kamala Harris are where they are now. They didn't just fall out of the coconut tree. This is Sandeep Roy in Kolkata for KALW.